So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf cited two opinions regarding the fate of the Aron after the Churban. Rabbi Eliezer holds, Aron gala lebavel. The Aron was taken into exile to Bavel. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Aron b'mkayman nignas. The Aron was hidden in its regular spot under the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Various Pesukim and Tanakh are cited in support of each opinion. The Gemara here cites a braisa with a third opinion, that of the Chacham. Aron b'lishkas dir ha'etzim ha'yganas. The Aron was hidden under the chamber in the Beis HaMikdash where wood was stored for the Mizbeach. The Gemara relates that once a Kohen noticed a floor tile that seemed different than the others, but before he had a chance to report this, his soul left him. Another time, the axe of a Kohen fell to this area, and the fire consumed the axe. Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Aron b'mkayman nignas, cited the following pasuk in Malachim in support of his opinion. Vayerichu habadim v'yiro rashi habadim min ha-kodesh al-pnei hadvir, v'lo-yiro ha-chutza v'yushem ad-yom hazeh. The pasuk describes how the Badim appeared in the Beis HaMikdash and concludes, V'yushem ad ha-yom hazeh, and they remained there to this very day, apparently. Aron b'mkayman nignas. The Gemara continues to explain this pasuk, which seems to contain a clear contradiction. K'siv v'yiro rashi habadim, u'ksiv v'lo-yiro ha-chutza, o'ketzat. Nirin ve'ein nirin. The pasuk says they were seen, but not actually seen. Ha-ketzat. The Badim created two protrusions in the Pareches. The Gemara continues. Amrav Katina. B'shosho Yisrael oil in the regal, megalalin lahem es ha-pareches, umar lahem es ha-keruvim, shahoyim urim zeh bezeh, v'oim lahem, ru'uchi baschim levnei ha-mokim. During Alila regal, the Kohen would unfurl the Pareches to display the keruvim in loving embrace, which symbolizes Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael. The Gemara asks, which mikdash are we referring to? Ineme b'mikdash rishon mihave pareches, el b'mikdash sheni mihave kruvim. In the first Beis HaMikdash there was no pareches, but a wall separating the Kodesh HaKadosh from the Heichal. And in the second Beis HaMikdash there was no aron ukruvim. The Gemara answers that it can be referring to both. La'ilam b'mikdash rishon, umay pareches, pareches devave. In the first Beis HaMikdash, there was an opening in the wall which was covered with a pareches, which was unfurled at these times. Lo'ilam b'mikdash sheni, u'chruvim du'tzurasa. In the second Beis HaMikdash, although the actual keruvim were not present, the images of the keruvim were either painted or engraved on the back wall of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and this is what was displayed to the people on Yom Tov. The Gemara relates, Amr Shlakish, b'shosh nichnasu nachrim leheichel, when the Goyim entered the Heichal and saw the Kruvim in loving embrace, they mocked and belittled this precious symbol, as the Pasuk says, Kol mechabdeha hizilua, ki ro'u ervasa. The Mishnah had mentioned that the Keteris was placed on the Evan Shasiyah, which was on the spot where the Aron had been. The Gemara explains that it's called Evan Shasiyah because mimen hushzas ha'ilam. The world was crafted from this very central stone. This teaching follows the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who holds, that the world was created from its central point and spread out from there to create the rest of the world. Rabbi Shua, however, holds that the world was created from the outside borders and then Hashem filled in the middle. Rabbi Yitzchak said that Evan Yara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beyam Mimen Nishtas Olam. Hashem cast a stone into the ocean and from this stone the rest of the world was formed. Chacham say that the world was created from Tzion. Marsha explains that the Chachamim are not arguing on Rabbi Eliezer, who had said that the world was created from its central point, but rather are explaining his words that the central point of the world is in the Kodesh HaKodesh and Mitzian, which is synonymous with the Evan Shasiyah as mentioned in our Mishnah.